You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. A traumatic crash can be a very personal, deeply transformative moment, an event where life's momentum stops and your reality is changed. How do you move forward? How does it affect the way you look at things? Gary Dobbs dealt with that firsthand. For 31 years, he worked as a meteorologist at ABC's affiliate in Huntsville, Alabama. In April of 2011, Gary had just gotten home after a long day covering a tornado outbreak. With storm warnings still in effect, he laid down to take a nap.
And before I could doze off, I heard our chief say, our radar system has detected a tornado on the ground in Hackleburg and Phil Campbell area of North Alabama. Well, I knew that was exactly southwest of me. So I called. I said, why don't you put me through to the control room? And as this tornado gets close to where I live, because I know it's heading my general direction, I will just report on it for you. So I get on the front porch of my house, and the first thing I see is this huge wall cloud. And it was so massive, it covered the entire skyline from one horizon to the other. And the wall cloud was getting closer and closer and closer to me. But I still didn't see any tornado. And then all of a sudden, the wall cloud parts, and there it is right in front of me, about 100 yards away, and it was at least a mile wide. And it was the ugliest, nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life, staring me in the face with boiling black clouds. The minute I saw it, I said, well, now I see the tornado. It's right in front of me. It's heading straight toward me. So I'm really going to have to go now. And so I threw the phone down. Well, I got to the middle of the house, and then the house started exploding behind me as I was running. The walls exploded outward. The windows were exploding inward. I heard my car hit the roof of the house. I heard the pecan trees hitting the house. The house was literally coming apart on my heels. So I got in the closet. I knelt down. I put my arms over my head. And then in just a couple of 3 seconds, the tornado hit where I was. It sucked me down first into the crawl space and then pulled me up and up and over. I flew over the tornado shelter that I was trying to get to. It put me down in the backyard, and then it started piling the house on top of me. And I got hit by what I say is every piece of lumber and nail in Lawrence County, but at least that's what it felt like. I got hit by the washer on one side. I got hit by the dryer on the other side, which broke my ribs. And everything was gone. Everything was level. My house was gone totally. My neighbor's house was gone. The restaurant next door was gone. All I could see looking any direction was nothing but flat, except with an occasional vehicle that had been blown up into my yard from my neighbors across the pasture. As it turns out, all of my neighbors who were at home at that time were killed. And they were there 1 minute and gone the next. And so it certainly makes you stop and think and appreciate. We had a house full of antique furniture, just all kinds of valuables. This tornado was not like blowing a house over. This was like being hit by a bomb. Everything was in splintered pieces. And so there was really nothing salvageable. So everything from that point on in our lives was substantially downsized to what we felt like we only needed. Before, we had had all this stuff that, you know, was just stuff that was pretty to look at, but it wasn't a necessity of life. So it changes your perspective about things and the value of things.